This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thursday, March 25th, how do you do? We're glad to have you on the big show. It's the big show, the DJV show. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, and could arguably be Jay Kirshner with Victoria Keelan in the front and center positions, trying to oogle into a position, whatever it is. There's so many things going on. What do we start with? I guess the situation on the border, which seems to be deteriorating at every moment. It gets worse each day, probably at least instinctively it seems to me, Jennifer, that this is a worse situation than it has been at any point, at least in recent memory. And so the president has announced that Vice President Harris is going to become the point person. So what does that give us? What is her experience with helping fix problems like this?
Well, I don't think she's fixed a border problem before, but, you know, I think he needed to do something. Today is the first press conference that he will do solo, and I think that he knew he was probably, or at least the people around him were smart enough to know that he was going to be peppered with questions about the border, so they had to make some kind of move. Is it enough to just say, well, we're putting Biden in charge, we're putting Harris in charge of the border this late in with this big of crisis? I don't know. I mean, there are going to be a lot of questions about why the media hasn't had access to the border. The Associated Press has been trying to get into facilities since February the 4th, and they've been denied by the administration. Now they're just starting to put out some pictures all on their own, and now you know why they were denied, because it's a mess. There are kids way too close together. These places are really filled up. There are no beds. They're laying on the floor. That's why the media wasn't allowed in there, not because of COVID, because it's a mess. And so I think he had to do something, and whether this is enough to appease people, I don't know. But
who needs to be appeased? Who
are the American people
who need to be appeased?
I think it's us, right? We're the stakeholders in the country. So
I don't know. There are a lot of people who think that it's the news media that has to be. They're more important than the average person. They seem to make themselves more important and inveigle themselves into everything. We can't get in there. This is terrible.
That's important, because the news media, before they became so politicized and about generating opinion instead of fact and real stories, is that journalists were supposed to work on behalf of the American people, holding people like the Biden administration, our elected officials, anybody, not just Biden, but all people, accountable. And
who said that?
I think,
where did that come from? I agree with you. That ought to be what good journalists
do. That's what it was. It's
what was
not
the,
that
where did that
anymore.
Rule get created? Who started? Who said?
I don't know that it was a rule, but that was the point of the news media.
It was the expectation, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the press conference today. The last time he had a press conference, how did that go?
He never had one as president. So this is why it's a big deal, because typically it is tradition that when you become president, you either do a joint session of Congress, you do a solo press conference, or you do both of those things. And he has not. And that's just fed the rumors about, you know, whether his capabilities. I'm not opining about that, because I think it's the wrong storyline. But that's what is fed.
So what's the right storyline?
He's protected. I don't know that there is one. I'm just saying I'm not feeding that particular storyline, because I think that Biden's actions just need to speak for themselves.
The Mexicans
don't need me saying whether or not he's capable.
Are blaming Biden for the border problem.
Yeah.
And so now the president...
Everybody is, because he unraveled what was working. This is the thing. Anybody who is honest knows that he stepped too far. He spent a lot of time last year going after mean Trump because of his border policies. And so when he got into office, he unraveled them, and he found that Trump's policies were working. And so, you know, here's the problem. We are so all or nothing because of how politicized we are. This is, if I were Biden's PR person, this is what I would say. You take issue with Trump building the wall, but his border policies are working. Keep his border policies in place and throw out building the wall. That's all he had to do. I don't understand why it had to be all or nothing. And it now seems that by his kinder, gentler immigration policies, more people are suffering because of them.
All right, so now Lindsey Graham comes along and threatens to shut down the Senate if he or any of the fellow, whether a dozen or so senators who want to go down to the border, they may be denied access. How does that play out? Situation with some of the other condemning Democrats. We've got OAC in on the action here, Senator Warren.
I think the criticism is that, what are you saying, is that last time around, and I know we don't like going to administration, but when Trump was hit with his migrant surge, because it happens to every president, when he was hit with his in 2019, AOC went to the border and was crying and saying that kids were being forced to drink toilet water. If you remember that, it was quite the scene. Mm-hmm. And Lindsey Graham was saying, where is AOC? Where is Elizabeth Warren? Because it seems that the conditions that we're hearing about, and even that the Biden administration now has started to release pictures of, it's far worse a situation than what Trump was dealing with. So where are they if they're being consistent?
So here are the stats. Customs and Border Protection stats show that at least 100,000 illegal aliens have been caught trying to get in here illegally in the last month. Many of them are unescorted minors. That's a one-third jump from the month before, and it's three times as much if you look at the same time last year. And there are photos that have news people and others who are down there have...
They've had to go to the Mexico side of the border.
Right, they're going on the Mexico side to get it. So at any rate, the immigration detention facilities are overwhelmed, and not a lot of thinking went into this. So rather than, I don't know, criticism, I guess there needs to be some criticism, but what's the fix here?
If everybody fixes to go back to the plan that Trump had, it was working.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that. You know that.
Well,
not do that.
They should, because they,
I know they should, but they're not going to. So
but
what's
if you're,
the
you're asking mean? About a fix. This that's the fix. I mean, what else is the fix? I'd ask you. What else should they be doing?
Listen, I'm not an expert in this stuff. I look around and see all of the hubbub and the amount of resources that we are wasting here under the circumstances. And my playbook says that we're spending all this money to try to somehow be fair to these people. And I want to know where the fairness is when it comes to veterans. I balance the two, the scales, you know, those scales of justice.
Right, I get it, but that's not the solution. I understand. I'm with you. Right. I think we need to put more focus on our American, on the American people and the people who serve the country. But does that, I mean, yeah, that's a focus, but does that solve the problem at the border? It doesn't. So we have to figure out something. This is why the president of Mexico is sort of, I mean, we've taken some hits in our foreign policy. I'm just being honest. We have had China eat our lunch in the last week. We've had Russia make a lot of comments about Biden. We've had North Korea start blowing off missiles again. And now even the Mexican president is laughing. I mean, we've got to get it together. We cannot continue this. This is a week of that has unraveled kind of our standing, and we've got to fix it because people are watching this stuff. You know, they're taking advantage of the weaknesses in the system, and I mean, they're using the San Diego Convention Center to house migrants now. It's, I don't know. It's a lot.
All right, ladies, any other ladies, being Jay and Victoria, any observations here, thoughts that you want to share with us? The idea of what in this circumstance seems to be the biggest problem, stemming the migration, because people want it stopped. They don't want it fixed. They think most people that I know of up here in my neck of the woods, no matter what their political background, Massachusetts and the community I live in is way heavily Democratic, and they don't agree with Senator Warren, but then they haven't agreed with her on most anything for a long time. That's why she'll be lucky to be reelected when she comes up next time around. But in terms of what other observations there are, Are there any? Are there any other pertinent facts, any other pertinent opinions or pertinent ways of dealing with this? Either of the two of you have something that you want to add to this, help yourself. It'd be great.
Well, I think if, like, you know, like Jen said, I think if this was a, if we could all sit here on the radio and make a one or two sentence statement about how to fix the border, I think it, there wouldn't be an issue. This obviously is a very complex issue. This is not a new problem. And, you know, it's, it, I think everyone can see that there needs to be some sort of change in what's being done. It was not working before. A lot of people were unhappy. It's one of the reasons why Trump did not get reelected. People did not like how he was handling the border. So, you know, Biden, the for 4 years, Trump supporters said, oh, well, you know, he's building the wall because that was a campaign promise. Well, Biden promised to change things and not do things the same way that Trump was doing it at the border. It's a campaign promise. If you, you know, if we want to be consistent, then people who voted for him can say the same thing. It doesn't make either
well,
answer
all of
correct,
this back and forth, right,
but
exactly,
that's just
it doesn't
the
fit
fact.
Anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. I guess it's just if it's not working, that's the problem. I mean, yeah, mm-hmm. you can make a camp. I can say I'm going to give free ice cream to everybody every day, but
really, where?
Well, this is also early days too. I mean, we're not even the first 100 days into the administration. And
well,
saying,
but this,
you know,
may
this
have been
hasn't
better.
Worked, and that's it. I mean, it's you know,
if
it's
you,
a little
if
early.
It should have been a more perhaps most of us who. Are objective about this. If it had been a more measured response than just
no one's objective.
It was bad, right? It isn't. It's true. That's the fact that
there is no
objective.
I think the most objective is what I just said. If you don't like Trump's policy, stop with the wall, but keep the policies that were clearly working, at least until you can figure out what you want to do there. Just throwing everything open is not. It's either stupid or it's irresponsible or it's intentional. There are three choices here, and. You know, people
none of them are particularly great. All right, so Jay, what social media? Do we have anything flying around in the social media department that are in trending? I mean, we certainly have plenty of trending. Say it again, Doug, trending? So plenty of trending focus on what's going on at the border. Any solutions being offered other than what we've discussed here?
No, I mean, it's more so just people sharing their opinions, not so much giving options for solutions. I mean, everyone agrees something needs to be fixed. A lot of people are commenting about parents and kids need to be reunited. The fact that they still are apart is just unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, there are decisions are being made
and
there.
To that point, though, the policy actually supports separating them. I mean, the thing is that they're keeping every unaccompanied minor that comes into the country. So they keep every kid that walks in. And by that very nature, they're incentivizing parents to send their children. So this policy incentivizes that split of the family.
Not good. Help yourself. You have some thoughts to any of our social media. It's all at DJV Show. It's 18 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and Doug introducing you, if you are new to the program, to a product called Clear. C-L-E-A-R is how it's spelled normally in the American dictionaries, but this is a new product, and it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. Because the main ingredient in Clear is xylitol, begins with an X. That's how you spell xylitol, X-Y-L-I-T-O-L. Look that up. You'll see it's a natural product. It's an ingredient, actually. It's found in a lot of fruits and vegetables grown here in our country. And for the last 20-some-odd years, xylitol, since it was discovered, has been used in lots of things to get rid of bacteria, like your toothpaste. Probably, if you look around, you can find the xylitol toothpaste and use it. Very good for your gums and your teeth. Well, so is the xylitol that's in the spray that comes out of the clear bottle. And this is what, there it is, in my nostrils, right there, to clear my head. And a lot of times, it's important for me in lots of different ways to clear my head. You can do that. Go to clear.com, check out the entire story behind it, and you can order it. It sounds good, like most of us here think these sorts of things are great. Favorite drugstore has it. Your favorite grocery store has it. Natural food stores have it. And you can get it online at clear.com. Also, you can sign the petition at the Center for Disease. You did it. Jennifer did it. Hooray. I think Victoria did it, too. Jay did it. We've all done it. Sign the petition to make these sprays more available, shall we say, and part of the prescription to get over things like the pandemic and other items, the flus, colds, all that stuff. It's great. The petition is at clear.com.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program, and at this point in every hour, Jay takes front and center stage with some of the questions that people are asking, people want to know the answer to. There's a lot of heat that's being generated, and it has nothing to do with the border. Focus on Kamala Harris, the vice president, right after this.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Okay. Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quick as we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right.
Clog the toilet.
Right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's see how far we have to travel here. The Tyson Holyfield, I remember the last thing that we said yesterday, I think one of the last things we said when it came to what's going on in the trending department was that the fight was on. And now, the fight.
Right? Yeah. Tyson said he's going to be fighting somebody. Who's he going to be fighting? And then it's like, oh, it's Evander Holyfield. Evander Holyfield's camp is like, nope, it's off. Deals fell apart. Mike Tyson's like, no, deals are back on. And now Mike Tyson's own camp is like, nah, he misspoke. The deal's not on. They
so does the flip.
We need a GoFundMe to get that to happen and right. like have it so that Evander like Holyfield just walks in the ring and chews off Mike Tyson's ear and then walks out. I think
that would be great.
There you go.
Come full circle around.
Does all this flip-flopping build more interest, or do you lose? I'm not interested in it at all because I don't like fighting like this. I think it's all a big waste of time, energy, and really human resources. But some people think it's cool. From the sports world, here's this NHL, a hockey referee who was fired. What happened with that?
So there is a NHL, the ref was caught on a hot mic making claims that he really wanted to call an expletive deleted penalty against Nashville early. So it's kind of coming down to, well, did he miss a call and he wanted to make up for a call? Or what, did he just have a vendetta against Nashville? Either which way, you know, refs have to call calls as they're happening. They can't make good. And so the NHL has fired him. They released a statement that he is no longer working with the NHL. He will never work with the NHL again. Nashville's head coach, Nashville's coach John Hines, was asked about it, and he was like, hey, the referees are employees of the league. I'm not going to comment on this. It's not my place. The league can take care of it.
Meanwhile, why is our hockey team in Nashville? That would be a question. That's not really
Did you just
question.
Say, why is there a hockey team in Nashville?
Yeah. Right.
Why not? What's wrong with
really
a hockey
good.
Team in Nashville?
Yeah,
it's not
really
cold
good,
down there.
So.
The hockey team should be where it's cold.
They play in
Nashville gets really cold at night in the
winter. Yeah, thank
we
you.
Had a blizzard that shut everything yeah. down a little bit ago.
Should refs be mic'd is a good question all the way across the board, whether not just this sport, but in any sport.
Yeah, and that's raising the question in the conversation online. A lot of people are saying yes, because clearly they're making comments that are getting them in trouble. They mm-hmm. should be mic'd.
All right, so speaking of being in trouble, Ms. Harris has been taking heat for not saluting the troops. Where was she?
When she was boarding Air Force Two, and the thing is a lot of people are saying it's breaking protocol, and task and purpose and Snopes have set the record straight. That's not protocol. The president and vice president saluting troops started in the 80s with Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, right. I remember that. All right, 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission all-electric e-Transit and is arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon has approved a request from the Department of Health and Human Services to house unaccompanied minors who crossed into the United States at two Texas military bases. The approval gives space at Fort Bliss and Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland for the temporary housing of children as HHS deals with an influx of migrants at the border. A Pentagon spokesperson says that military training or readiness won't be affected by having the children housed on those bases. Earlier on Wednesday, President Biden tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the effort in dealing with the crisis at the border. The president announced that one of Harris's most important duties will be handling diplomatic efforts to stem the flow of migrants with the nations of Central America.
We're already talking with Mexico about that. She's already done that. We're going to be dealing with a full team now that we have to be able to deal with the problem here at home, but also to deal with it now in terms of in-country.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Senate Rules and Administration Committee held a hearing Wednesday to consider the For the People Act of 2021, a sweeping election reform bill that supporters say would expand voter access and set federal standards for mail-in and early voting. But critics say the measure would take the power to hold elections away from the states, something granted in the Constitution. 21 state attorneys general have signed a letter to Congress urging them to vote against the bill on constitutional grounds. Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge is one of those AGs that signed the letter and tells Newsmax TV why she believes the For the People Act is unconstitutional.
Well, I think overall it's important for Americans and my home state of Arkansas for people to understand that the Elections Clause of Article 1 of the Constitution and the Electors Clause essentially gives states the ability to determine how we elect members of Congress, how we elect the President and Vice President. And what we said in our letter is because H.R. 1, S.R. 1, whatever you want to call it, 1, it's 1 just a really bad idea, is going to take away those rights of the states and make these elections federal elections. And the framers, the drafters of the Constitution knew exactly what they were doing, that we didn't want to have that sort of power in the federal government because it would then eliminate the power of the states. That's why these attorneys general from 20 states have signed this letter telling leaders in Congress not to vote for this bill.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Four at the hour now on the Thursday DJV program. It's the 25th. Let's see, when's the first of April? It's a week from today, right? I think that's the circumstance that we found ourselves in. Whoopee! Jay Kirshner is here with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Ever had a dream at night when you wondered in the middle of it whether or not you were dreaming? Have you had that circumstance? I know Victoria and I, the last few nights, probably haven't had great night's rest. I don't know. Jay, you had your first shot.
I admitted the mix.
Jennifer, really?
That's funny. Phil and I were just talking about this before the show even started, about when you know you're dreaming.
Mm-hmm. Or whether you know it's real. So in some circumstances, it's like a movie and you want to rewrite the scary parts, right? Or expand the happy parts. You want to be able to run faster, jump higher, laugh, if you will. I think a lot of it has to do with guidance. I think dreams are all about something that we don't understand in the universe, about the universe. You're being told something. Don't you feel like, do you ever feel like if you have a dream, something comes true, and it doesn't seem to be a dream anymore? It's a precursor. I remember the first time I ever talked to anybody about dreams, it sort of came through that it was something in your mind that was telling you what's going to happen, sort of a precursor. Anybody had that experience?
I've had that a few times, but yeah. I mean,
I think typically for me, I don't know, my dreams are always like not necessarily based in reality, but about the emotions that are generated in the dream are emotions that I happen to be dealing with in my life
at the moment. Yeah, right. Okay, that's a good way of putting it. All right, Victoria, we have some vaccinations, some COVID stuff going on. I see that Johnson & Johnson has boosted their supply of vaccine, yeah?
Yeah, so the regulators have approved a plant in Indiana to manufacture the Johnson & Johnson shots, which they think could help the supply by more than 20%. They'll increase it. So 27 million vaccine doses are expected to be delivered by Friday, Saturday, maybe early next week. 4 million of those vaccines will be coming from Johnson & Johnson. So Johnson & Johnson, actually, you know, people got very excited about it. My sister-in-law got the J&J vaccine yesterday, and it's starting to roll out. She's a New York resident, so she got it in New York. It's not really that accessible yet in other places.
Is there any place you know that you can choose?
I've not found
anybody who's able to choose.
I think they're doing that on purpose. They don't want people choosing.
Yeah.
It's sort of like she had no idea what she was even going to get.
Why is that? This is America. Why shouldn't we be able to choose what we want for a vaccine?
You can, kind of.
The only way you can choose is if you know if you're going to a mega site, like mega sites in New York and New Jersey, depending on where they are. Some of them have Pfizer, and most other places have Moderna. So if you're going to a hospital and you're booking your appointment there, then you know you're going to get Pfizer. So there's a little bit of choice in there. But if you want, like, Johnson & Johnson, which is the one that I want, if I had a choice, there's no way to specify where I can get that. So it's sort of like she had no idea what she was going to get. When she showed up in the Bronx to get her shot, they'd never told her if it was Moderna or if it was Johnson & Johnson. So she was just pleasantly surprised that it was J&J. So it's a one and done. And she only has to wait 2 weeks before she's fully inoculated. So, they're ramping up the production of it. They, initially they had a lot of promises made. Oh, we've got, 20 million doses sitting on the shelf, and that was not true. So that's why they're pretty far behind.
See,
so
I wonder sometimes if, sometimes you do things quickly or you just add more and more and more, there is a price to pay for that. Is the quality as good? Are all the ingredients the same? Or are they just, who regulates this?
Well,
does somebody from the FDA stand there or the CDC and watch as these batches are being made? Because, frankly, I don't trust a lot of these drug companies to do what they say they're going to do.
Well,
I don't.
That's true.
A lot of people aren't getting vaccinated, right?
Yeah.
That's unfortunately true.
Exactly.
I mean, the Johnson & Johnson, I think at this point, and I don't know, maybe some people are still sticking with the headline, oh, it's only 66% effective. That number really needs to be tossed out, because all three of the vaccines that are approved in America, throw out AstraZeneca because that's not, I know it's in the headlines right now, but that's not applicable here. Mm-hmm. But Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson, they all have the same effectiveness against dying from COVID. And that's the thing that people need to really focus on. When people say, oh, it's only 66% effective, that means it's only 66% effective from actually contracting the virus. But dying from it, they're all on the same level. Meaning if you have any one of them, you have a 90-something percent chance of not dying from COVID. And that's the most important statistic.
I wonder about, speaking of stats, the former chief scientist for our country, the one who was supervising development of the vaccine, fired by the board of directors of GlaxoSmithKline because of sexual harassment allegations. Does this ever stop? Are all men pigs? It doesn't seem to make a difference where you are, what your business is. You can be a car salesman. You can be making watches. You can be a jockey. It doesn't make any difference. It's like there's an epidemic going on here. We're talking a lot about the epidemic of COVID. But when you get down and you look at Cuomo and that stuff, and it just seems like, and I'm reminded of what happened. I remember many years ago, Jennifer, we talked about a couple of Republican representatives who were on, you know, outwardly talking about social and moral values, and then they were bonking their secretary or somebody else, or they were, you know, chasing them around. It just seems to me that
it's always the people who are the loudest about
absolutely.
Other people that are the ones that have their own stuff in their closet, I think.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Dave Chappelle today in the news because he says he's going to require COVID tests at any live show he does. There's two new comedy shows that are going to have live audiences. You notice the late night shows now have audiences again. Shows that are game shows and stuff have attendees. So Chappelle says for his part, you got to take a rapid test at the door. And I had this happen to me yesterday. Let me think, where was I walking? Oh, I went into the town hall to pay my taxes. And there in front of me is a column, if you will, about my height. And you look into it, and you can see yourself. You can see your face. And it tells you which temperature is. if you've come across, my temperature is 97.3. And so this lady says, okay, come on over. You can pay your taxes now. I thought that was the weirdest thing. I'd never seen anything like that. Have you seen anything like that?
Either, I've been to a bunch of those because of all the doctor's appointments I've had. But
yeah. Are they like that? There's just sort of a statue
yeah.
thing?
You don't really? Even know. I didn't even know it happened. I walked in. I'm like, yeah, do you have to, because I'm expecting a person to stand there and, you know, hold the little gun.
Yeah, hold the gun to your head.
And
yeah.
they were like, no, we've already got you. I'm like, where? I had no idea where it even was.
Body temp. Yeah.
It's yeah, huh? All yeah. right, so what happens to, if you go to the Chappelle thing and you are positive, I guess they you can't
you
go into the show.
You get refund and you leave. Yep.
See you later, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're vaccinated, but if you're vaccinated, you can't have the virus. Anybody showed up that's
not
been
true.
Vaccinated?
That's not true. Yeah. There are more and more cases of people who have the vaccine, have been fully inoculated, and they are still carrying the virus. There's a nurse that just tested positive last night I saw on the news. I'm not sure where she was. So that's mm-hmm. that's why it doesn't matter if you've been vaccinated or not. And I have a feeling this is probably going to be the protocol for summer events through the fall,
right.
concerts, things like that. They're mm-hmm. going to give you the rapid test. Because even if you're vaccinated, the number one X factor is we don't know what the rate of transmissibility is. We just don't know yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, according to Chappelle's view, this is going to be his show's going to be the Foxwood Resort in Connecticut, and they're scheduled for late in June. The venue says masks will be required at all times, so there's nothing new there, right? And you got to have on you you take the rapid test. And if there's something detected, that individual and all members of the household not allowed to enter. Yeah, you get a refund. Okay, so that's good. But I think that's responsible. Anybody disagree with this? Thinks that it not
no,
not
I think
that?
It's kind of they're testing the waters, you know. How mm-hmm. how else are we going to be able to see concerts again and right. and be around large groups of people and football for the fall and you know, sporting yeah. events for the fall? I think that we have to come up with some sort of a plan.
Trending today is a Harris poll that highlights what you can and can't do after becoming fully vaccinated. That's one of the stories in the download, the DJV download. Also, an Airbnb report that reveals the top 10 trending summer vacation destinations. You want to check those out. People want to travel. They're going. I've had enough this week. I'm going to Florida to see my friend Jay Honeycutt down at the Space Center. Enough. Just go down and wander around for a while, for a couple of days, and take a nap, get a massage. So that's what that's a great place to go, by the way. Speaking of summer vacation destinations, everybody wants to go to Disneyland. I think that's a big, yeah, okay. So what? There was one of the late night shows that was up when I had my shot and I couldn't sleep. I was watching one of the, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel, but not important who it was. But they had the top 10 reasons, you know, to enjoy Disneyland. And none of them had to do because they're not letting you go on the rides. They're charging $75 to go in and wander around. This takes a lot of balsam, I think. Anyway, that's not where I go on my. I don't take a summer vacation usually, but if I'm going away someplace, that's the last place I'd go. But going to the space station, it's a fabulous place to take the family. If you haven't ever been down there, there's so much to do, so much to see, so much of America there that's very cool. You know, I always love talking about the space program. Victoria said to me yesterday, you got to talk about the Wright brothers and NASA. Did you hear this story? There's a part of the first airplane that's going to be on the Mars chopper. This is the Martian helicopter that we've all heard so much about lately. Holds a small bit of fabric from the plane in 1903. It was called the Wright Flyer, W-R-I-G-H-T, for the Wright brothers. The helicopter is named Ingenuity. It hits to ride to the Red Planet with the Perseverance rover, as you know, been there for a month. Ingenuity will attempt the first powered, controlled flight on another planet either on or after the 8th of next month. And the spokesperson down there at NASA said it will mark a Wright Brothers moment. The historical park in Dayton, Ohio, where the Wrights lived, and that's where the museum is. They took a piece of muslin from the first planes were cloth covered. The fuselage and the wings were all covered with muslin, which is a cloth, and so they took a piece. And that swatch has made the $300 million ride to Mars. I thought that was really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, really. And you think about this. Actually, what's more amazing is to think about that since this happened in 1903. So how many years ago is that? 118 years, right, since the first flight. Look at the advances. Look at what the planes are like that we're in today. Look at the space travel that we can do. And it's all in 118 years. Imagine that in terms of what we can do if we really put our minds to it. So to say that you can't fix the border problem or some of these other problems that we have because it's too complicated, if you can figure out how to send this stuff to the after only 118 years to Mars and go wherever we've sent certainly plenty of other vehicles way beyond Mars, I think if we want to do whatever it is that we want to do, no matter what the problem is, no matter what the opportunity is, no matter what the situation is, if we want to fix it, we can fix it. It's just a question of willpower, I think. 47 after the hour with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug. This is the DJV program with a focus on your nose, N-O-S-E, your nose. How are you breathing today? Want to have a cleansing as you start your day? This device will help you breathe easier and stronger, clear the dried mucus that's in your nose. I know that sounds yucky to talk about that, but it really does. It opens up your nose and opens up your lungs so you can breathe better. Start your day. This is an inhaler. It's a natural, portable product that has no drugs in it, no chemicals in it. The battery comes with it. That's kind of a cool thing. It's the Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Navage is something that gives you relief. It's not medicine, but it cleans things out of your nose because your nose is your body's air filter. You got to keep it clean. And if you start your day with the easy-to-use Navage process, the powered suction flush of the germs, allergens, mucus, the things that are in there from overnight, what a clean, wonderful feeling you'll have. I know you can hear my enthusiasm because I know it works. And you'll figure it out, too. Figure it out by going online to Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. Order the system. Use it. If you're not satisfied, get your money back. It certainly is worth the investment. That's Navage.com.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and gapfactory.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan is here. The news from Amazon and the people who are driving those vans, they're everywhere. You notice that? Trailer trucks are everywhere. The vans are everywhere, man. The folks at Dodge and Chrysler who make those vans, I'm pretty happy about that order. All right, so we're going to figure out what that means to you in terms of ordering Amazon stuff right after this.
As work, school, and shopping has been forced to migrate online in the last year, apps have allowed consumers to pamper themselves with all kinds of treats, such as weekly meal prep deliveries, monthly beauty box surprises, or box set streaming services. According to new research from Umarsis, subscription-based services have created a new trend towards more mindful shopping. Chris Godridge from Umarsis explains.
The use of mobile has skyrocketed since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. And in Umarsis, we've noticed a new trend towards more thoughtful shopping and the psychological behavior shift which has taken place over the pandemic. We've noticed that consumers are using their phones more positively to add value to their lives. And as a result of that, a desire for more connectedness and loyalty. With businesses better understanding what their customers are longing for, it's critical to put the customer at the center of the engagement strategy. No longer does it matter which device they're on or what time of the day it is. The experience needs to be as personal as possible, seamless, and most importantly, relevant. For more information, go to imarsis.com.
All right, let's get to it here, Victoria. What the drivers have to do when they're driving the delivery van. This is kind of an interesting ultimatum.
Yeah, well, Amazon, of course, as you mentioned before, we see those lorries everywhere now. Those vans and the larger trucks, they have just beefed up their delivery operations through the pandemic, and business is booming for Amazon, which means they've needed to hire a lot more delivery drivers. So they're focusing now. They have 75,000 U.S. delivery drivers, and they have asked all of them to sign biometric consent, which is a form that allows Amazon to track them with high-tech cameras in and around the vehicles. And so the cameras are made by a transportation company, and they snap photos of the drivers to confirm their identities, potentially creating biometric information. The form, which the drivers are supposed to sign literally by the end, within the next like 72 hours, it doesn't specify what biometric info the cameras collect, so a lot of the drivers are concerned about which information, you know, is going to be gleaned from these photos. However, the technology basically says that it's capable of detecting when a driver yawns, talks on the phone, isn't wearing a seatbelt, things
wow.
like that.
Talk about
and
invasive.
So, woo! Well, at the same time, all of those things, depending on what state you're in, you know, could be potentially breaking the law. And so Amazon says that they're going
right,
to monitor.
Is it against a lot of yawn?
No. Talking on the phone, if you're not using hands-free, things, if you're not wearing a seatbelt, that's the law nationally. So things like that. Amazon says that they're going to use the cameras to track their branded delivery vans, the locations, the movements, the speed, the braking, turns, following distance, things like that. Essentially, they're really making sure that they know exactly how capable their drivers are and how efficient they are. The other thing is, Amazon's pretty good in terms of, if you compare it to certainly the post office, in terms of tracking your packages. Amazon is really good about that and not having too much theft. FedEx every year has a huge theft problem, so does UPS. So Amazon is using that as well. Again, this is becoming controversial because a lot of the drivers say they don't want to sign the consent. They're not really sure what they're signing. It's probably going to end up in court.
Makes sense, yep. All right, a group of Russian fans of The Mandalorian have built a full-size replica of the show's famous ship. Let's hear how that's going.
The Geek Out.
If you're not familiar with the term cosplay, it basically means the act of dressing up in a character from a movie, TV show, or comic book. Now, it's a very popular hobby, and it's easy to find some crazy and elaborate and detailed cosplay costumes. But over in Russia, maybe the single largest cosplay project has been completed, and it's not a costume, but a full-size spaceship. Yep, a group of fans of The Mandalorian have completed the build of Mando's beloved Razor Crest ship, and yes, it is at full size, 45 feet long, 13 feet tall, and the build was fully documented on Instagram and now sits in a park in Russia. It really is an impressive accomplishment, and we've tweeted links to pics and videos over at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Greed, thy name is Disney, right, Victoria?
Oh, yeah. Disney Plus, the prices are going up this weekend. They've just revealed that they're increasing their subscription fees starting Friday the 26th. So currently, if you pay $6.99 a month on Friday, you'll be paying $7.99 a month. And the bundle, Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu, is now also going up a buck. That's $13.99. And the yearly membership is $79.99 now.
Oh, isn't that sweet? All right, boys and girls, there you have. Turn on your regular TV. Dump this stuff.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.